Loma Linda means pretty hill. It has almost 26,000 people located north of San Bernardino, east of Redlands, and it has 11 churches that we could find serving this area. It is home to the Loma Linda University and Medical Center. Adelanto, located north of Victorville in the Victor Valley area of the Mojave Desert, has almost 39,000 people, but only 5 churches we could find listed. It is one of 6 cities in the county that voted and was approved by California to sell and distribute cannabis, both retail and manufacturing, for medical and recreational use. Last year, they hosted the World Series of Cannabis Festival, which allowed consumption on site, one of the first of its kind. Worship leaders, paid or volunteer, have the pressure of not conforming to a performance, but instead leading people to worship. So much has to be done in the heart, in preparation, and in the delivery. To get a team to work cohesively and selflessly requires a special skill set. Will you stop and pray with us for a few minutes? Father, we thank you for Psalm 101 through 4. Shout for joy to you, Lord, all the earth. Worship you, Lord, with gladness. Come before you with joyful songs. Know that the Lord, you are God. It is you who made us, and we are yours. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We will enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. And we will give thanks to you and praise your name. We lift up Loma Linda and we thank you for the churches that are there. We pray that they will reach the Asian and Hispanic demographics, since there are many. We ask God for intercessors to arise and pray until the city sees growth and a harvest of souls, that there will be more laborers into the harvest that can minister to the diverse groups of people, for Christian recovery groups to address the drug addictions, for Christian classes on how to manage finances and get out of debt, for prayer groups at churches that would meet regularly, praying for the needs of their people and the needs of the community, for community outreaches to reach those marginalized, poor, and needing healing, an increase in signs and wonders, and a boldness to the believers to share their faith. We thank you, Father, for Adelanto and for the churches, the few churches that are there. We pray for more churches to rise up to this larger city that is close to Victorville, where there are many churches, but we pray that there will be ones within Adelanto itself where that bring reformation to the city. They are have a high poverty rate and a high crime rate. So God, we ask for revival in Adelanto, for people that are there to claim it. We say Jesus is Lord of Loma Linda and Jesus is Lord of Adelanto. We ask God for intercessors to arise and pray until they see the city transformed, that they would have that tenacity and perseverance, for prison ministries to arise to help the detention center that's there, and more churches would reach those struggling with drug addiction, since there's such a high drug crime, and that they would pray for their deliverance, and that there would be a replacement of a hunger for the Lord, that there would be a reformation to the city because of lives changed. We lift up worship leaders across this county, that they would have personal praise time, that they'd be able to lead the people in the church into a life of worship, since they come with all walks of life, enough energy, stamina, and strength to prepare and boldly sing throughout the time they're there. A team-like attitude among those that work with them, those that play instruments, that oversee the technical, that there'd be a sense of unity. And there would be enough volunteers so that they could rotate and no one would feel overwhelmed. That they would have a heart of worship on stage. The equipment would work properly. An anointing of the Holy Spirit on all those involved. For a focus on praise, not performance. On God, not self. On pleasing the Father and honoring His Son, not seeking man's approval. On allowing the Holy Spirit to move and not quench the Holy Spirit. That worship would be transformational, encountering the living God, and that lives would be changed, hearts would be changed, the things of earth would grow dim, distractions would cease, and then there would be more participation and less spectating. That worship would be from the heart and not lip service, and they'd be able to train the people why they worship the way they do and enable the people to freely praise. We pray, God, that they would pick the right songs that you would lead them in that, and it would help lift up the name of Jesus and give honor and glory to God the Father while inviting the Holy Spirit to move in the service, and that the structure would create the right rhythm, not a stop and start like a traffic jam, but a flow that comes from, gets people to come from out of the world into the sanctuary and actually reach the very heart of God. Direct their timing, the words they share, when to be silent. Help them to hear your voice above all others and follow the leading of the Spirit. And by the end of the service and worship, that people's hearts will be open to the message, or if it's at the end, ready to go out into the world, empowered to testify what God has done in Jesus' name.